Hello, class. I'm Professor Jim Bucket, here to read for you an article I wrote about the systems of the body. You can read the text and practice some vocabulary and whatnot in my newsletter, The Jim Bucket List, at professorjimbucket.substack.com. Look for Volume 1, Issue 2, titled Sherlock Holmes and More. A one-room hut needs little in the way of electrical, plumbing, and other systems, but a large mansion will need much more. The same is true of living organisms. A single-celled animal doesn't need any systems, but we are much more complex, so it takes many systems to keep our body operating. People count the systems in different ways, sometimes combining systems, sometimes separating them. Let's take a look at one way of thinking about them. First up, the skeletal system. These are the bones that make up the framework that keeps the body standing up. Altogether, we have around 270 bones when we're born. As we grow up, some of these join together, and an adult has around 206. The bones also have other functions, such as producing red blood cells in the bone center called marrow. Next, the muscular system. There are three types of muscles. Skeletal muscles move the bones. Smooth muscles are involuntary. We don't control them as we do the skeletal muscles. They line some of the body's tubes, like blood vessels and intestines. They're also found in the eye, the skin, and elsewhere. Finally, cardiac muscle makes up the heart. Next, we have the nervous system. The body's nerves collect and process information from the senses and tell the skeletal muscles what to do. The system is made up of linked together neurons, or nerve cells. The structure of the nervous system has two main parts. The central nervous system, or CNS, is the brain and spinal cord, and the peripheral nervous system, or PNS, branches off of the CNS into other parts of the body. The nervous system functions in two ways. The somatic, meaning of the body, nervous system is connected to the skin, joints, and muscles, and operates mostly voluntary actions, like moving your hand. The autonomic nervous system connects to organs, blood vessels, glands, and the like, and controls functions like breathing and digestion. These actions are involuntary. The sensory organs, eye, ear, nose, mouth, and skin, are also part of the nervous system. The endocrine system. This system influences the function of the body through the production and release of chemical messengers called hormones. They're produced in organs called endocrine glands, such as the pineal gland, pituitary gland, pancreas, thyroid gland, and adrenal glands, which secrete the hormones directly into the blood. Next, we have the circulatory or cardiovascular system. This circulates blood around the body, delivering oxygen and nutrients to the body cells and carrying away their waste products. The heart pumps the blood through arteries away from the heart, into the capillaries where transfer happens, and the veins back to the heart. Blood is made up of plasma, a liquid, red blood cells carrying oxygen, white blood cells, part of the immune system, and platelets, which cause the blood to coagulate or clot. The lymphatic system. This system defends the body against harmful invasions. Some consider it part of the circulatory system. Lymph vessels drain impurities out of the body and carry lymphocytes, which are white blood cells, to the site of infection. There are about 450 in adults centers called lymph nodes. The immune system. This system is better thought of as a network of biological processes than as a system of structures, like the skeletal or other systems. To say someone has a strong immune system is simply to say that her body is good at fighting off infection. Now, the respiratory system. This system brings oxygen into the lungs, from which it's absorbed into the bloodstream, and carried out to the parts of the body by the circulatory system. That system then returns spent blood to the lungs, where its carbon dioxide is removed and breathed out again. Parts include the mouth and nose, pharynx and larynx, trachea, and, inside the lungs, bronchi and alveoli. The diaphragm, a muscle, keeps the whole system moving. Now, the digestive and excretory systems. This system brings food into the body, digests it into nutrients with the influence of enzymes and hormones, and expels the waste products. Its parts include the gastrointestinal tract, the mouth, esophagus, stomach, and intestines. The salivary glands, pancreas, liver, gallbladder, and other organs are also important to digestion. The urinary and renal systems. This is where the kidneys filter impurities out of the blood and produce urine, which is then carried through the ureters to the bladder, where it's stored until carried out of the body through the urethra. The reproductive systems. These are made up of the organs required for the production of children. They include, in males, the testes, which produce sperm, seminal vesicles, prostate, vas deferens, urethra, and penis. In females, we have the ovaries, which produce ova, or eggs, fallopian tubes, uterus, cervix, and the vagina and vulva. Finally, the integumentary and exocrine systems. This is the body's exterior, the skin, hair, and nails, as well as glands that secrete sweat, skin oils, saliva, mucus, tears, and earwax. And there you have it. Don't forget, you can read the full text and find questions, practices, and exercises at professorjimbucket.substack.com. Just look for Volume 1, Issue 2, titled Sherlock Holmes and More.